Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The NBA Board of Governors voted 29-1 on Thursday to approve the league's 22-team format to restart their season in Orlando, Florida. The NBA Players Association has been working closely with league officials on this plan, and the team reps are going to have a conference call set for Friday to approve the proposal. So the league, the teams voted for it. The players will vote for the approval on Friday. Adrian Wojnarowski says he thinks this is going to pass for them as well.
Yeah.
ESPN sent out a funny Disney related tweet. What is that called? The
You
said it before the show.
I know. I just did. I just watched it.
You know, it's the entrance of starting point of every Disney movie with the castle and the train.
Yeah, the Wonderful World of Disney.
Yeah, well, whatever that is, they used the NBA logo. It was really well done.
We're really blanking on that.
Yeah, I can't believe you are. You told me.
We literally just talked about it. When you wish upon it, wish upon a star.
When you wish upon a star, yeah. So they NBA'd that intro. Many people believe the players are going to approve of this. Maybe they tweak one or two little things that don't change anything. According to this, the league will resume July 31st. The latest they'll go is August 12th or October 12th. The draft lottery will be on August 25th. The draft is on October 15th and free agency will begin on October 18th. The next season training camps could start on November 10th with a possible opening night on December 1st. Sources have said. Now, of the 29 or of the 30 teams in the NBA, 29 said yes, one said no. The one no vote was your Portland Trail Blazers.
Come on down, Blazers.
And I have explanation or at least a reasoning of why they would vote no, but Dirt, I'll get your two cents first.
Well, first, we knew this was going to happen, but again, it's nice to see it concrete. The Players Association will approve this plan, or at least the majority of it. So the NBA is coming back. We know when the dates are going to be. Starting on July 31st, it sounds like they're all going to be traveling to Orlando the first week of July, kind of July 7th, somewhere in that range. So that's all good news. Give them some time to get acclimated. And then you start playing games. And then I think the other big part of it was wondering how the rest of the NBA calendar would shake out. And now we have a date for when the lottery will take place, when the draft will take place, when free agency will begin. And I think the most positive thing out of all of it, outside of the fact that we're going to get basketball back, which is great, is the fact that they're not super delaying next season. And again, these are roving dates. So December 1st is not a concrete, that's when it's going to start. But that's kind of what they're going to shoot for. And you consider, look, are you going to have a shorter offseason this year because you're going to finish sometime in October? Is that kind of a quick turnaround? Of course it is. But you also keep in mind the fact that these guys have had 3 months off now. You're going to come back and play for 6 to 8 weeks. Most teams will be out of there after 8 games, right? All the teams not making the playoffs are going to play 8 games, and you're going to go home, and you'll be home in the second week of August, right? So I like the idea of trying to get the season going sooner rather than later next year so this doesn't become a long-term problem. Because if you start next year December 1st, sure, you're about a month and a half delayed, so maybe you're finishing the finals in end of July instead of June. Then you're able to start that next season hopefully on time, and you're able to get back to your normal calendar. So I thought that was good news out of this because we were all wondering, what does it mean for next season? And now we kind of know.
So the lone vote, one of our listeners tweeted me, got to be the Knicks. That was the lone vote no on this. And yeah, I think that's a great guess. I kind of would assume it's the Knicks or some team like the Knicks. No, it ended up being Portland, according to Shams and Sam Amick. Now, here is what I was told.
They got to be mad about how many extra teams from the West are allowed to come.
I can't. This is not directly from Neil Olshey. So maybe there's an element of what you're saying, Swigard. This is what I was told.
They can't be mad about that.
On a text, it says somebody told me, I can hear Neil telling everybody, we've got the best effing team. And if you give us a chance to prove it, we will. While also ignoring the previous 66 games. Actually, if you look at this, I'm reading the text word for word. Actually, looking closer, multi-team tiebreakers go head-to-head and then winning percentage versus the conference. Blazer and Kings are 2-2. Memphis at best is 1-1, and they're 0-4 against the Pelicans. And guess which team has the worst record versus the West? The Trailblazers.
So tiebreaker scenarios are not their friend.
So tiebreakers will not work for them. They're 3.5 back. They have only 8 games to make up that ground while also trying to get ahead of the tiebreaker. I understand that reasoning of why this might not be the most perfect ideal scenario for your team to make the postseason. But the larger point here is you had 66 games. Injuries and play did not go your way this year. Damian Lillard, all he wanted was a chance, and he said he would play. The NBA gave you that. Is it almost impossible? Probably. But they gave you a chance. It's not a picture-perfect scenario. This isn't the biggest deal in the world. I didn't like them being the lone no vote
no,
here.
No, it's stupid. Come it's on. A bad look. What do you want, 25 games? How long do you want to stretch this thing out? It's ridiculous to some, myself included, that we're even inviting non-playoff teams to begin with. I think the goal for the NBA should have just been all along, let's finish the season, jump right into the postseason. You played nearly an entire year, and there was a 3.5 game gap between the 8th seed and the 9th seed, where Portland is right now. So it's not like you were a half game back or tied for the 8th seed and you needed a play-in scenario. Also, with 8 games, is it impossible? No, because you just have to finish within 4 of the 8th seed. So I guarantee you there's going to be games in there scheduled against New Orleans, against San Antonio, against Phoenix, against Sacramento. Like, I guarantee you they're going to have games scheduled against those teams.
But I was just saying, the 8-9 matchup is probably, based on what we've read and we know, it's going to be more dependent on who has tiebreakers and winning percentage.
If you're tied with another team.
If you're tied with the Pelicans for ninth, the Pelicans are going to be the ninth seed and get to play. And
they deserve
it
because they beat you 4 times this year.
Right.
What's the issue?
And the interesting thing, if you looked at the remaining games.
Neil wants to make the postseason. NBA, he loves to talk about that.
On their original schedule, they were supposed to play the Grizzlies twice over the final whatever weeks. So my guess is they might only get one of those.
Because that second game against Memphis, people, and I don't know what the NBA is going to do about this. They counted out each team, how many games they were at. And then they want to get to that, is it the 70 threshold?
It was 70 was the local TV threshold.
So you play 8. Or maybe they're just going to play 8, so it's 70 or more. But anyways, they calculated it. The second time they play Memphis, Memphis is going to be past that threshold. So that second matchup with Memphis probably isn't going to happen.
Right.
According to the teams that are going to be there.
Yeah, that's a really bad look for the Blazers in my mind. Everybody else in the league was on board with this. Is it fair to every single team? No. Is it the best way to finish a season? Like, of course not.
You think
not.
Phoenix wants to go being 6 backs with 8 to play?
And Phoenix is probably like, why the hell are we even going, man? We can't jump all those other teams.
Not that
we're
going to get it, but does the team need to put out a press release explaining it?
Yeah.
I mean, I would like that. It's not the biggest deal. You're the only team in the league that voted no against this.
Yeah.
We're all desperate for sports.
If it's something that's completely different, if it has to do, I mean, it could be something with like the health and protocol procedures that they're saying is a bigger issue than everybody else. That's completely different from whining about the tiebreaker scenario.
Yeah, I would appreciate an email.
If there was something that their medical people said, hey, this is a real issue, we're not addressing it, then I would like to hear that. But if it is whining about
the format
and the playoff scenario, sorry, it was never going to be fair, and just deal with it.
Yeah, the Spurs got to deal with this. The Kings, the Suns,
you're in the same lot as all those other teams.
Yeah.
And even, the ones that are probably most frustrated are the teams that are now not going to get a chance to play, which they don't necessarily deserve one. But they're going to have to go from being off.
Are the Grizzlies whining?
Right. Yeah, Memphis now has to go fight off all these other teams for the 8th seed. And then even if they still are in the 8th seed, then they have to win another game against the 9th seed just to get into the playoffs.
If they're within 4.
If they're within 4 games, which I kind of expect will happen because there's a lot of teams that are right in that, 3 teams that are 3.5 games back. But what about all the teams now that are going to go from being off the first week of March all the way till December without playing legitimate basketball? That's a really long gap for non-playoff teams. So they all voted yes for this plan. It's a bad look. We're all excited for the NBA to be back. Orlovsky went on that rant being entitled and spoiled about Damian Lillard not wanting to play, which was stupid. This makes Portland look entitled and spoiled. Like, you're the lone team to vote no just because you're upset there's not more than 8 games. You can't stretch this out more than 8 games. You're flying everybody in. You're quarantining them. You can't have people there for 6 months so you can finish the entire regular season and then get a full playoffs. This is the best case scenario they could have come up with to make everybody happy. Vote yes on the damn plan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.